Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 6, Brahma satisfies Lord Jiva. Text number, what do we got there?
46.
46, okay, at the bottom of the page here. Pritav diyakama drisho durasaya. Oh, 47. Forgive me. Navai satam tvat charanar pitatmanam.
Navai satam tvat charanar pitatmanam.
Bhuteshu sarves vabipasyatam tava.
Bhuteshu sarves vabipasyatam tava.
Bhutani chatmanya pritak didrikshatam.
Bhutani chatmanya
pritak didrikshatam. Rosho biba vedyata pasum. Navai satam tvat charanar pitatmanam. Uteshu sarvesh babi pasyatam tava. Bhutani chatmanya pritak didikshatam.
Bhutani chatmanya pritak didikshatam.
Prayena rosho biba vedyata pasum.
Prayena rosho biba vedyata pasum.
Navai satam tvach charan napitatmanam.
Navai satam tvach charan napitatmanam.
Uteshu sarvesh vabipasyatam tava.
Uteshu sarvesh vabipasyatam tava.
Bhutani chatmanya pritak didrikshatam.
Bhutani chatmanya pritak didrikshatam.
Trayena rosho vibhavetyata pashum.
Trayena rosho vibhavetyata pashum.
Navai satam tvat charanar pitatmanam.
Bhuteshu sarvesh
vabipasyatam
tava.
Bhutani chatmanya pritak didrikshatam. Bhutani chatmanya pritak didrikshatam.
Prayena rosho bhiva vedyata pashum.
Navai satam tvat charanar pitatmanam.
Bhuteshu sarvesh vabipasyatam tava.
Bhutani chatmanya pritak didrikshatam.
Prayena rosho bhiva vedyata pashum.
Navai satam tvat
Satam svat charana pitatmanam.
Buddheshu sarve svadupasyatam sava.
Bhutani chatmani apratak
vidikshatam.
Ladies,
Navai Satam Tvaj Karanapitatmanam
Bhuteshu Sarvesh Abhipasyatam Tava.
Bhutanya chatmanya pritak dadishyatam.
Kayena rosa vibhavegya tapasum.
Navai
satam tvats charanarpitatmanam.
Bhuteshu sarvesva vipasyatam tava.
Bhutani chatmanya pritak dadrishyatam.
Kayena rosho vibhavegya tapasum.
Navai
satam tvats charanarpitatmanam.
Bhuteshu sarvesva vipasyatam tava.
Bhutani chatmanya pritak dadrishyatam.
Prayena rosho vibhavegya tapasum.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
By.
By.
But.
But.
Satam.
Satam.
Of the devotees.
Of the devotees.
Twat. Charana arpitatmanam. Of those who are completely surrendered. At your lotus feet.
Bhuteshu.
Among living entities.
Sarveshu.
All varieties.
Avipasyatam.
Perfectly seeing.
Tava.
Your.
Bhutani.
Living entities. Cha.
And.
Atmani.
In the Supreme.
Apitak.
Apitak.
Non-different.
Didikshatam.
Those who see like that.
Prayena.
Almost always.
Roshaha.
Anger.
Abhibhavet.
Takes place.
Yata.
Exactly like.
Pashum.
The animals.
The animals.
My dear Lord, devotees who have fully dedicated their lives unto your lotus feet certainly observe your presence as Paramatma in each and every being. And as such, they do not differentiate between one living being and another. Such persons treat all living entities equally. They never become overwhelmed by anger, like animals, who can see nothing without differentiation. Purport. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes angry or kills a demon, materially this may appear unfavorable, but spiritually it is a blissful blessing upon him. Therefore, pure devotees do not make any distinction between the Lord's anger and his blessings. They see both with reference to the Lord's behaviour with others and themselves. A devotee does not find fault with the behaviour of the Lord in any circumstances.
Gyanam jana salakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmaye shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano vishtam stapitam jena bhutale svayam rupa kada mahayam dhirati svapatantikam mukam karoti vachalam pangum langhayate garim yat kripa tamaham bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam.
So, we see the Lord decorated with his ornaments when he appears in his various forms, and specifically, as we can see on our wall here, we have four ornaments. We've got a conch, we've got a chakra, we've got a club, and we have a lotus. Designed by Vaibhavi, actually. Or was it, were they there? Actually, I don't think they were there. That might have been Dhammadhari who put those ornaments there, when I think about it. So, we have two ornaments for blessing, right? For giving blessings. Of course, everybody wants the blessings of the Lord. So, for giving benedictions. The Lord has his, which is an ecstatic symptom, right? When Lord Chaitanya was in his deep ecstasy, trance, if you like, absorption in the Lord, he could only say, he couldn't say anything. It's a symptom of ecstasy. It may also be a symptom it could be a symptom of inability or stupidity or imbecility, right? So sometimes the spiritual emotions of the devotees can be misunderstood, right? Because from the material platform, it appears to be something faulty or limiting or constrained. So Dhruva Maharaj was unable to speak, but then the Lord touched him with his conch and then he was able to recite prayers in appreciation. By receiving the blessings of the Lord, he was able to express himself rather than just be stunned, which is also a valid expression. And also with the lotus. The lotus is also used by the Lord for giving benedictions. But then on the other hand, the Lord has the club and the chakra for also dispensing his mercy, but generally the kind of mercy that we don't want, right? Reserved for the demons, especially. Clubs for knocking out teeth, right? When was it Rukmi was showing his teeth to Lord Balaram in a gambling match, and Lord Balaram had won. He'd won the match fairly, but his opponents were using trickery and bluff to claim that they'd won, and they were being rude to Balaram, showing their teeth, laughing and smiling at him and showing their teeth. So Lord Balaram thought it best to teach them a lesson, and so with his club knocked out his teeth, right? Don't. And you can see here Lord Balaram can, he's actually sometimes one of the devotees came to me, just, and I had never thought of this, and said to me, do you think we could take this picture out of the temple room? And this picture is one of our prized possessions, because this is a picture painted by Yadurani for the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the devotees in Melbourne won this picture as a prize for the Sankirtan marathon, the book distribution marathon in, I don't know, it could have been 72 or 73. The Melbourne Temple beat Los Angeles and all of the other temples in the world for book distribution. And so this was the prize that the BBT gave the Yatra. Might have been Australia, actually. So this picture for us is kind of like a symbol of, it's greatly appreciated by the devotees because of the way in which it was acquired. But she was saying, but look, it's not politically correct, right? We've got Lord Balaram threatening a woman, right? We're supposed to be protecting women, and here we've got the Supreme Personality of Godhead getting angry at a woman, and looks like he's about to crush her with a plow. Huh? So it's kind of like, whoa, what's going on here? Can we take this picture out of the temple room? And I think, hang on a second, we don't want to take this picture out of the temple room. Huh? Because this is our prized possession. And I know when I've entertained guests and school groups especially, I usually don't go to this picture. You know, I show people around the temple room, but always one of the kids asks, what's happening in this picture? What's actually going on here? Huh? And so, which illustrates the point that, you know, if we look at this from the external, you know, if we look at Krishna's clubbing people and chopping off heads, we might, especially the battlefield of Kurukshetra, we say, oh, so many people are being slaughtered. How can this be a symptom of a loving God? Right? People want to have a loving and affectionate relationship. We need loving and affectionate relationships to be, you know, to be just to be normal. That is, because that is normal. But yet, then when we see, and Prabhupada makes this point, the Sahajas will go to the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the exchanges between Radha and Krishna, and Krishna and the gopis, they'll be attracted to those types of pastimes, but then they won't read the Bhagavad Gita. Because the Bhagavad Gita is on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And so much killing going on. And then they discriminate. It's hard for them to appreciate the Lord's mercy and his benevolence and his being the Suridam, Sarvabhutanam, the well-wisher of everybody, when they see him performing pastimes on a battlefield of Kurukshetra and at his behest, at his request, millions of people are being killed. And so without understanding the deep, without understanding the internal, they misinterpret the external. Right? It's very easy to misinterpret the activities of Krishna and misinterpret even the activities of a devotee without understanding the internal purpose of Krishna and his devotees. So we want to have Krishna's loving embrace, but we're not very keen on getting belted by his club. Right? We were discussing this the other day. When we pray to Krishna, please let me surrender to you, we generally have our limitations on that surrender. Because we know if we fully surrender to Krishna, then we're happy to accept the good, or shall we say the rough, and the smooth. Not just being a fair weather devotee, right? Fair, when everything's going fine, it's jai, hari bol, prabhu, ecstasy, right? But then when things are very tough and we're, our internal weaknesses are exposed and we have to face ourselves and the reality of our existence, then we find that very painful. Or we're reluctant to embrace those situations or those circumstances. There's a fear. There's actually a fear of self-realization, because we just want to embrace or be absorbed in the ecstasy of loving exchanges without being able to face the realities of our weaknesses and our failings. So it's mentioned here that materially the activities of Krishna sometimes appear to be unfavorable, just like here. It appears that Jamuna is being put into a unfavorable position. Of course, she's offering her this is actually a very interesting picture when you explain it to the people, because the first thing and what people miss is the Sankirtan party going on at the bottom, right? That puts it in context, because it's actually a pastime within a pastime. Right, which is, that makes it already pretty far out. Right? So it's actually Lord Chaitanya and his associates performing Sankirtan. Right? Which is the context in which we perform all of our activities in ISKCON. And which puts us all within a spiritual context or within a spiritual setting, the performance of the Sankirtan Jagya. Right, and which can easily be misunderstood. When people see the devotees selling books on the street, then they think they're just beggars, or they're just out to sell something. But actually, the underlying principle of those activities is to give people transcendental knowledge. It's not just a mundane transaction or a material activity, but it's actually a sign of affection and love and appreciation for others, in that we want to give them spiritual knowledge. So this is the context in which then the pastime of Lord Balaram performing his Rasalila with his gopis in the forest of Vrindavan is manifest. And so this is the highest exchange, if you like, of love and affection between the Lord, in this case Lord Balaram, and his most intimate devotees, the gopis, his intimate, loving. Okay, move 1 meter towards Dank Street, please. Actually, 2 meters. We've got plenty of room here. But there's not so many people. But anyway, okay. I can't see the thronging hordes trying to get in. So, apparently, Mother Jamuna saw Lord Balaram's pastimes on that external platform, right? And when Lord Balaram wanted to enter into her waters to enjoy with the gopis, then she chastised him, or she criticised him. "You're a young boy, these are young girls, what are you doing associating like this in the forest, cavorting in the waters, in my wanting to, you know, play in my waters." So this is Jamuna said, this is not good. It's not, you'll be criticized, right? Krishna gets criticized all of the time for these activities. But that actually made Lord Balaram very angry, right? And so that's why he's raising his plough. He said, I'll smash you into pieces. Right? Don't you understand who I am? I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in raising the wrath or the ire of Lord Balaram, Jamuna realized her offense, her mistake. Even though, and we see this sometimes, you know, we don't like to be exposed as fallen. It's embarrassing. And so when Krishna exposes our shortcomings, we feel initially somewhat depressed, although actually it's Krishna's mercy and we should relish that. And we see that even in the very even the eternal associates of Krishna sometimes are bewildered apparently by the external energy. Jamuna wasn't able to see the internal purpose of the Lord and appreciate that. And so she momentarily criticized Lord Balaram for associating in that way. So we see that even Krishna puts the most exalted devotees into difficulty. You know, sometimes we think, I'm a devotee, so therefore now nothing should happen bad to me. You know, why isn't Krishna looking after me? And if something bad happens, then we think, oh, Krishna, you're not looking after me. Huh? But Krishna has a purpose. Even we see ostensibly Arjuna is bewildered. But actually, that bewilderment was still in service to Krishna so that Krishna could speak the Bhagavad Gita. So sometimes it appears that the devotees are put into difficulty by the Lord, but the Lord has a purpose. He has a mission. He has there's a meaning and a purpose to everything that he does. And that purpose is ultimately for the benefit of everyone, even though initially it may appear that there's some setback. On the material platform it may appear to be a setback, but in every case, in every situation, it will be ultimately for the spiritual benefit of everyone. Krishna had a purpose. He wanted to remove the unnecessary burden of the belligerent Kshatriyas that were creating so much pain for Bhumi, for the earth, in their irreligious behaviours. And so Krishna wanted to remove the Kshatriyas. At the same time, he wanted an opportunity to give the most sublime and transcendental message of the Bhagavad Gita to everyone, for everyone's benefit. And so, you know, if we look at it from the material perspective, it looks like a setback, or it looks unfair or inappropriate behavior. But if we look at it from the, and the devotees are trained, we see from the internal, from the spiritual platform, rather than looking at the external. And we see that with the weapons of the Lord. He has his club and chakra for dispensing with the demons for their benefit. Whenever they're killed by Krishna, they're purified. They're benefited spiritually. Materially maybe a setback, but spiritually always progress. And of course also the conch and the lotus flower for giving blessings, giving benedictions. But in any case, or in all cases, even though not easily or readily appreciated from the external point of view, when one looks at the internal, reasoning of the Lord and his purpose, then we're able to see the benefit. So Prabhupada says here, therefore, if you want to work out what the main point that Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in a purport, look for the word therefore. Or Prabhupada sometimes says, in this matter, he gives them. So Prabhupada says here, pure devotees do not make any distinction between the Lord's anger and his blessings. Right? The Sahajas say, oh, we don't want to study the Bhagavad Gita on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, too much killing. We want to go to the Rasa Leela. Right? But actually, I saw yesterday the quotation for the day that Bhakta Pete puts on our Facebook page. And the quote Prabhupada was saying, we don't see in Lord Chaitanya's example any circumstance where he publicly discusses the Rasa Leela and these very intimate pastimes of the Lord in public. Right? And so Prabhupada warns the devotees, you know, this is not for public distribution. This is why, you know, that comment that that devotee made about having this picture in the temple room is probably also valid. Because when people see Lord Balaram getting angry, they say, ooh, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he's getting angry, and then they'll criticize him without understanding the underlying spiritual principles. Because that means we have to explain it in a way that people can appreciate and understand. But the point being that the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna can easily be misunderstood. So people say, oh, what's Krishna performing his Rasa Leela in the forest at midnight with millions of young girls? How inappropriate. If he's the leader of society, what happens when everybody follows his example? Right? And people do that. They think, oh, we like the Rasa Leela. Okay, let's go and have our own Rasa Leela in the forest with girls at night. Huh? People misunderstand. What's the highest on the spiritual platform, misunderstood on the material platform or applied at the material level, becomes the most degrading. Right? It becomes the lowest. That's why we have to be careful in our preaching and in our giving transcendental and spiritual knowledge. We have to do it in such a way so that people can understand it appropriately. And because these internal pastimes, even you know, the pastime of Lord Nrisingadev can be misunderstood. You know, devotees were fighting the deprogrammers in New York. Then their argument was to the judge, you know, these people worship a god who kills parents. Right? You know, they encourage people to be against their families. No? This is their rationale for kidnapping people away from the devotees, because the devotees will separate people from their parents. In fact, you know, they pray to a god who kills parents. Of course, you know, we pray to a god who kills demons, not parents. If your parents happen to be demons, well, okay. And most of our parents, you know, at one time or another, even if they're devotees, we think they're demons, right? Huh? We're familiar with our parents. There's that story that Satsarup Maharaj was talking to one of his disciples, and the son of his disciple came in and he was treading on his dad and putting his feet on him. And Satsarup Maharaj said, you shouldn't tread on the devotees like that, to the boy. And the boy said, he's not a devotee, he's my father. So it's easy to misunderstand Krishna's pastimes if we just look at the external trappings, which is why we associate with the devotees and why we study the Srimad Bhagavatam, why we study the Chaitanya Charitamrita, why we study the Bhagavad Gita, so that we can understand the internal movings. You know, there's the material or the gross level of behavior, there's the subtle or emotional level of behavior, and then also there's the spiritual level of that pushes or that make up the elements of the activities of everybody, practically speaking. And it's very easy to misinterpret the external behaviours if one is not able to appreciate the emotional or the mental, the subtle state of mind and what's pushing or what is what motivates a person's action. And then also, especially for the devotees and especially for Krishna, there's the spiritual perspective that's underlying the subtle workings of especially of a devotee, right? And as devotees, Rupa Goswami encourages us to understand what's motivating the Kanishta Adhika, you know, the beginner, and sometimes has material motivations. But then as a devotee becomes more spiritualized and the motivation is to please the spiritual master and to please Krishna, then that is manifest in the behavior of a Madhyam Adhikari or of an intermediate devotee. One who's, instead of thinking, you know, I'm the best devotee and my relationship with Krishna or my guru is special, the devotee starts to realize, actually, I'm just a fallen soul. And they start to, instead of thinking themselves superior devotees, they start to realize, I've got a bit of work to do. And start to make friends with the devotees. Realizing that it's not just me, and if it is just me, then we're in trouble. Right? If it's just me, then woo, I've got to do some work on myself. And of course then, the topmost devotee, so Rupa Goswami encourages us, Srila Prabhupada encourages us to be able to appreciate the external activities of the Lord and the devotees, then also the emotional, the subtle element, but then also the spiritual advancement of each individual. And then work with that. And of course that also is manifest by Krishna's mercy as well. I mentioned this the other day. You know, sometimes we think, yes, I'm making advancement, but actually Krishna's the one who's revealing ourselves, which could be and revealing our role, our relationship with our spiritual masters, our relationship with Srila Prabhupada, ultimately our relationship with Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda in the Sankirtan mission. And the amazing thing for us is that in pursuing or in being able to participate in Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's Sankirtan mission, we also have the door open to Vrindavan Dham and the intimate dealings between Krishna and the devotees of Vrindavan who show the highest love and affection and mode of service to Krishna. So we are encouraged to develop that internal, that vision of what's going on in the internal workings of our spiritual life and of spiritual practice, and not look at things from the external point of view, but look also at the internal workings of ourselves. Prabhupada says the advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the devotee. And so our attitude has to be, or will be, modified by Krishna and the spiritual master as we evolve in our practice of Krishna consciousness. Of course, we don't evolve. Evolution's not. But as we make progress in our spiritual life, and we start to realize who we are, who Krishna is, what our relationship is, ultimately with Srila Prabhupada, in the Sankirtan mission, the Sankirtan movement. That's our... And sometimes we can misinterpret that. As I said, devotees go out and do book distribution and And we can sometimes think, you know, oh, we're just selling something. Right? It's just a material transaction. But actually underlying that is the pure spiritual motivation that Srila Prabhupada had to give people transcendental knowledge. Inspired by his spiritual master. Right? We were discussing this the other day. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur had a vision which he shared with Srila Prabhupada. And keep in mind that Srila Prabhupada only spoke with Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur intimately on 4 or 5 occasions. Right? But practically speaking, on the last occasion at Radhakund, when Srila Prabhupada spoke with Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur told him there will be a fire in the mat. Amazing when you think about it. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was prescient in that he knew that his mission would be torn apart by his disciples. Isn't that amazing? That he knew that and he told Prabhupada. And what did he tell Srila Prabhupada? He said, whenever you get money, print books. Right? Amongst the, you know, a number of instructions. The prime instruction being, you know, preach in the West in English. But also this instruction, whenever you get money, print books. So we see how dedicated Srila Prabhupada was to that book distribution. Something that we can learn a lesson from. Right? How dedicated was Srila Prabhupada to book distribution? Even we see those pictures, not very pleasant pictures, of Srila Prabhupada lying on his bed, pretty much just a skin and bones. Right? I've actually never looked at that video of Srila Prabhupada's departure. I know I'm following in the footsteps of Korma. He would never look at that video. He says it's just too painful, too hard to watch. But what was Prabhupada doing? He was still translating the Srimad Bhagavatam. That was his dedication to the order of his spiritual master, something that he did, practically speaking, every day. Day in, day out, rise early, and then meditate on the Bhagavatam, then translate it, and, you know, giving us this wonderful opportunity to know Krishna through the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So that's the purpose of book distribution. Although sometimes we think the purpose of book distribution is to get a big score, right? Or to collect a lot of money. And when our name is read out and everybody goes Jai, we think, Jai! And of course, that is glorious. It is glorious that the devotees have distributed so much literature, so many books, and at great sacrifice, because it's not easy to... I was talking to Kadambini, and Rukmini have been distributing books at the temple. And Kadambini, very staunch book distributor. Right? Rukmini, maybe not so staunch. She stopped. I said, why did you stop? Well, she says, so many people say no. Is that right, Rukmini? Yeah? Yeah, too many people say no. Even when she asked me to buy a book, I didn't buy one. How discouraging. Even your best friends don't help you out, right? So, Sankirtan means having to deal with setbacks, right? Lots of people saying no. No, too busy, not enough time, Prabhupada says. They've got no time. They're so busy they can't take a book or hear transcendental knowledge. So, but even one book Even no books distributed on any day is still a success if we went out. Because ultimately we're not the doers. We're depending on Krishna. We're inspired by Srila Prabhupada. And if we look at Prabhupada's example, how many years of setbacks? Right? How many years of setbacks and people saying no did Srila Prabhupada endure before he even, you know, left India, for example? You know, we think we've got it tough. But then when we look at Srila Prabhupada's sacrifice and, you know, detachment, Prabhupada knew his position. Certainly when Srila Prabhupada came to America, we can be pretty sure that Prabhupada knew what he was going to do. He knew his place. Prabhupada knew that he was a pure devotee. He knew that. But of course, because he was such an elevated and exalted personality, he didn't, you know, parade himself like a Kanishtha Adhikari. We tend to parade ourselves as being a great devotee, though we're not. Yet Srila Prabhupada, and this is a good example also for us, Srila Prabhupada is the topmost exalted devotee, yet he always presented himself in a very humble fashion. And Prabhupada didn't lament that there were setbacks. He took that as Krishna's plan. Prabhupada spent all of that time and effort translating the Bhagavad Gita, right? And so he had pretty much a finished Bhagavad Gita when he was in New York in 1965, I think it was. So this is very, very early days in America. And somebody stole his Bhagavad Gita. Can you believe that? So Prabhupada didn't write the Bhagavad Gita once. He wrote it twice. Right? That's just amazing. And when his Bhagavad Gita was stolen, what did he say? He said, Krishna gives and Krishna takes away. Took it as Krishna's arrangement. That's pretty amazing. When we have something stolen from us, we think, what's going on here? Who's the culprit? Without ultimately seeing Krishna behind anything, we think, oh, it's him, or it's her. So we appreciate the efforts of all of the devotees, big devotees and little devotees like Rukmini, who put aside, sacrificed their time to serve Srila Prabhupada and to serve the Sankirtan mission of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda in the last few weeks. I'm not sure what the scores are like now. But I looked at the scores last week and we're distributing the same amount of books as we did last year. Right? So that's a bit disappointing, isn't it?
That's the total of the books sold as the book points for the whole
of the Okay. Well, so what are we going to do here? Let's have a look. What have we got? We're going to give out some... Have we got prizes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Prizes, yeah. So this is on top.
Okay, we've got to start from the bottom.
There's more coming.
There's more coming?
Yes.
Oh, okay, we're not ready yet. Okay, you have to put up with me talking for a bit longer.
You want to read the score if you like?
Okay, rightio.
That's the whole...
How do we know this is correct?
Because we added up, because the added up is a...
Oh, I see what they've done. Yeah, cool. Yeah, that's good. All right, let's have a look at... We will...
That's the total month.
We're just going to make a little bit of an adjustment before we hand out these. We read out the book scores and we hand out the Sankirtan prizes. So, Sankirtan Prabhu, if you'd like to come and take a seat over here, and if you can hand out the prizes.
Do you want to read the score first, or how do you want to do that?
Let me think. No, we'll read out the totals last. Well, actually, why don't you sit? I'll sit here. You can sit there. You can, because you'll be handing out. I can. So, this is probably going to take us half an hour. The easiest way to do this is actually just stick it on the notice board. Then people could read it. But there's no jives. So, and it's good to be appreciated by the devotees.
Not yet. More of them.
All right.
Maybe you can request to what is they can pay our businesses there and come to save time.
Yeah. Look, when we hand out these certificates, just come up and take your certificate, and then go and pay your obeisances at the back of the room rather than. Clog up things here so we can go through things quickly. Okay, so but if we haven't got a certificate for these, then we can't read the.
At least total score you can read from them.
But I want to, that's last. You don't do the totals first, you do it last. So we're stuck. Huh? Is that right? Yeah, okay. We have to wait. It's a transcendental setback. But there's 99 devotees did some book distribution in the marathon this year. So that's pretty cool. Sukadev or Arjun? I think we should start because this is going to take a long time. If we wait for the... What's the name, the first name there?
The top of the last is...
Yeah. Okay, well, when we get to there, then we'll hand out the certificates because if we wait,
yeah.
We'll be here forever and we won't get the job done until... I've got to go and teach at 10 o'clock, the disciple course.
Yeah.
And hang on, here's more. Is that all of them, Sukadev?
Two more coming.
Just now coming. Okay. Well, I'm going to start. What's the bottom? What's the
very last one?
Yeah. Pretty.
You can take this is in order.
Yeah, but that's the first. No, number one you read last.
It's the...
What number is she? You don't know. I'm going to start. When we get to Pretty, then we'll start handing out the certificates. Okay? Otherwise, we'll be here forever. I want to have some breakfast. Who's feeling hungry? Yep, okay. Okay, so number 99, Vaidehi. Two small books, 0.2 book points. There you go. Pranav, one medium book, 0.25 book points. Saurav Mittal, one small book, 0.25 book points. Okay. Santosh, one small book, no, sorry, one medium book, 0.5 book points. Girish, two small books, 0.5 book points. Okay, there we go. So that's five. Uh-oh. Right, here we go. Tarini, five small books, 0.5 book points. Anmol, two medium books, 0.5 book points. Taravali, Haribo Taravali, three magazines, that must be, one small book, 0.55 book points. Sulochana, two small books, 0.7, oh no, hang on, one small book, one meeting and book 0.75 book points. Madhu. Oh, sorry, not Madhu. Medha. Three medium books, 0.75 book points. Oh, sorry, three small books, 0.75 book points. This is a little hard to read this because there's soft and hard, and so they're in two columns, but they're actually part of the same category. So, Ananda Vardhana. Three small books, one book point. Okay. Krishneet, four small books, one book point. Prakriti, six small books, 1.2 book points. Gaurang Mahindru, five small books, 1.25 book points. Krishna Yadav, five small books, 1.25 book points. Namchin Tamani, six small books, 1.75 book points. Krishna. Is that you, Krishna? That Krishna. Okay. It's hard to work out which Krishna it is. Three small books, one big book, 1.75 book points. Chaitanya Joshi, one Maha Big Book, 2 book points. Roshan, one Maha Big Book, 2 book points. Well, there's a few here. Sanjeev. Hey, Chaitanya. Okay, Sanjeev, Rashi, Prasad, Ishwariya, all did one Maha Big Book for 2 book points. So, did you catch all of those? Sanjeev, Rashi, Prasad, Ishwariya. Aradita, 10 small books, 2.2 book points. Sandeep, one small book, two medium books, one big book for 2.25 book points. Janavi, is that Janavi Jivan? No? It says Janavi Mataji. I don't think that's her. Janavi Mataji. Which Mataji? It's her? Okay. I guess, yeah, she's a little Mataji. Three magazines, one Maha Big Book, 2.3 book points. Jia, three small books, one Maha Big Book, 2.75 book points. Sibya. Is Sibya here? She's usually here. There she is, Sibya. 12 small books, 3.25 book points. Krishna Batra, two Maha Big Books, 4 book points. Patrice, 5 small books, 1 big book, 1 Maha Big Book, 4.25 book points. Bhakti Priya, 4 small books, 1 medium book, 1 big book, 1 Maha Big Book, 4.5 book points. Arjun Ajayan, 3 small books, 2, 3 Maha Big Book, 6.75 book points. Better to pay your obeisances at the back, please. Varun Trivedi, 12 small books, 2 Maha Big Book, 7 book points. Venu Gopal, that's little Gopal, isn't it? I don't think the Jivan family's here at the moment. That's Venu Gopal, isn't it? 4 Maha Big Books, 8 book points. Chandan, 5 big books, 2 Maha Big Books, 9 book points. Sophia, 20 small books, 10 medium books, 10 book points. Sweta, 3 small books, 1 medium book, 4 big books, 3 Maha Big Books, 11 book points. Radha Sanghi, 9 small books, 1 medium book, 1 big book, 4 Maha Big Books, 11.75 book points. Veena, 6 Maha Big Books, 12 book points. Prasen, 3 small books, 6 Maha Big Books, 12.75 book points. Raj, 10 small books, 10 medium books, 4 big books, 3 Maha Big Books, 15 book points. Priti Lakshana, 8 small books, 3 medium books. 11 small books, 6 Maha Big Books, 15.5 book points. Madhavananda, 29 small books, 7 big books, 15.75 book points. Nidhi Vora, 5 small books, 7 Maha Big Books, 15.75 book points. Yasomati, 9 medium books, 7 Maha Big Books, 16.25 book points. Here's Janavi. Janavi Jivan, 1 medium book, 1 big book, 8 Maha Big Books, 17.25 book points. Channi, 6 small books, 1 big book, 7 Maha Big Books, 17.5 book points. Andreas, 4 small books, 9 Maha Big Books, 19 book points. Member services, 8 small books, 8 Maha Big Books, 19 book points. Ramesh, 10 Maha Big Books, 20 book points. Sridhar Mandiam, 10 Maha Big Books, 20 book points. And Niti, 10 Maha Big Books, 20 book points. And Brahmakund here, yep. 4 small books, 52 medium books, 4 Maha Big Books, 22 book points. Thank you. Now, how are we going here? We're now up to number 45. Is it? Oh, that's such a thick piece of paper. It's so thick it feels like 2 or 3 sheets of paper. But I can't. It's only one. Okay, final countdown. Number 45. Varun Vora. 21 small books, 1 big book, 9 Maha Big Books, 24.25 book points. A big family effort there. Vallabha Gaurasundara, 13 Maha Big Books, 26 book points. Kinjal, 3 small books, 3 big books, 12 Maha Big Books, 28 book points. Rukmini, despite having a few tough days, Rukmini still got a good score here. 57 small books, 6 Maha Big Books, 28.75 book points. Prabhu Ram. Is Prabhu Ram here? No? Prabhu Ram also distributed quite a few books. 4 small books, 3 big books, 13 Maha Big Books, 30.5 book points. Suchitra Priya Shaki. 15 small books, 1 big book, 13 Maha Big Books, 31.25 book points. Well, thank you, Suchitra. Parul, 16 Maha Big Books, 32 book points. Param Brahma, behind the scenes, organising the warehouse. 60 small books, 13 big books, 35.5 book points. Bhavika, 18 Maha Big Books, 36 book points. Kartik, 4 small books, 18 Maha Big Books, 37 book points. Kartik, don't I usually see you in the pot shed? Yeah, very good. Found some time out of the pot shed to do some book distribution. Very good. Chandra Balabi, 19 Maha Big Books, 38 book points. Neela Gopa, 5 small books. 19 Maha big books, 39.25 book points. Not here? Sarabi. That's Sarabi Dasi? Okay, Sarabi's been distributing books for quite a few years. Still at it, going strong. 37 small books, 13 Maha big books, 39.5 book points. Nitin Mahendru, 3 magazines, 12 small books, 6 big books, 15 Maha big books, 39.55 book points. Satchadhari, 20 Maha big books, 40 book points. Mitul, his mum, right? Good boy. Mitul, 30 small books, 1 medium book, 16 Maha big books, 40.5 book points. Bhakta Das, 24 Maha big books, 48 book points. Gaurav, 25 Maha big books, 50 book points. Kapil, 25 Maha big books, 50 book points. Sunny, 2 small books, 1 medium book, 1 big book, 24 Maha big books, 50.25 book points. Adi Purush, Adi was doing the evening shift on the book table. The smart know where to go. Have the customer come to you. Right? That's what Kadambini was doing too. 3 small books, 1 medium book, 1 big book, 24 Maha big books, 50.75 book points. Ajay Bansal, 8 small books, 8 big books, 20 Maha big books, 51 book points. Jaya Nittai, 8 big books, 21 Maha big books, 52.5 book points. Rasa Vilasini, 27 Maha big books, 54 book points. Radha Priya, 12 small books, 3 medium books, 25 Maha big books, 54.5 book points. Vijay Damodar, 28 Maha big books, 56 book points. Vijay's not here. Hanuman, 2 small books, 2 medium books, 37 Maha big books, 75.25 book points. Good. And he's got a day job. Saviour Bhagavan Das, 6 small books, 6 big books, 38 Maha big books, 84.25 book points. Krishna Gupta, that's 220 small books and 28 Maha big books for 111 book points. Ooh. Big things come in small packages, huh? The shop, Nityananda, very enthusiastic book distributor. You know, Nityananda, do you know Nityananda in the shop? Nityananda is a very old Sankirtan devotee. In the 1980s, he used to go out and he would collect average $500 a day on stickers. Right? So he's a very dedicated collector and also likes to make money for Krishna. So that's why he's in the shop. And if you think the prices are too high, you won't be able to convince him that they're not. He asks people, when did you last pay for a meal here? And they go, oh, okay, all right. He has some very convincing arguments as to why things in the shop are not expensive. Okay, temple shop, 8 small books, 1 medium book, 13 big books and 50 maha big books for 116 book points. Of course, there's a few devotees who do service in the shop. Veer Chandra, despite managing Crossways and other various services, two small books, one medium book, two big books, 82 maha big books, 166.75 book points. Kadambini, 15 small books, two big books, 95 maha big books for 197.25 book points. Meenakshi, 53 small books, 18 big books, 92 maha big books, 219 book points. A busy mum, but also a big book distributor. Preetam, 29 small books, 108 maha big books, 223.25 book points. Dweeja Pitambara, despite being bedridden and not being able to walk, 20 small books, 141 medium books, 4 big books, and 100 maha big books, 244.25 book points. Now, Dweeja would have been out on full-time book distribution and probably would have could have even been number beaten Dopa Vendesh. Quite possibly. We would have had a much bigger score if it weren't for a couple of casualties on the battlefield before the main event. Got to watch these Indian bodies, you know, they're quite fragile. They have to be looked after with kid gloves very carefully. You know, if they jump up and down too much in the kirtan and they break their feet. It's not funny, that's what happened to Dweeja. And you know, the other day, Arjun Shaka and his friend, they just happened to bump into each other. Look what happened to Arjun's hand. So we got to protect these Sangatan devotees because they go to hospital and end up being invalid for, you know, 3 months. But anyway, look at that. He was in bed and still he managed to distribute so many books. Thanks, Dweeja. We're looking for bigger and better things from Dweeja next year, right? Crossways book distribution, also pretty substantial. 515 small books, 21 medium books, 19 big books, and 54 maha big books for 279.75 book points. Arjun Shaka, also keeping the machinery of the temple running. Seven small books, five medium books, two big books, and 149 maha big books for 305.25 book points. But Crossways was, this is the... Arjun's number 9. And careful, he's delicate. An Aussie body, you can throw them around and they don't break. What about the German bodies? They're pretty tough too, aren't they? Ojasvi, also got a full-time day job. But he's number 8. Ojasvi's number 8. With 98 small books, 4 medium books, 15 big books, and 143 maha big books for 335.25 book points. Where is that, Josvi? What was that? He's gone out to do more book distribution. Yeah, actually, you know, the marathon kind of doesn't really finish until the end of the year, so. Monica. Stalwart book distributor. 159 small books, 9 medium books, 15 big books. Hang on, I haven't finished yet. 144 Maha big books for 354.75. Navanita, our recent arrival from. Where's Navanita from?
Colombia.
Huh? Colombia, yes. Our Latin contingent. Right? 66 small books, 3 medium books, 13 big books, 144 Maha big books for 354.75. Oh, sorry. I read that wrong. Sorry. I'll say that again. I got the small books right. It was 13 big books and 189 Maha big books for 411 book points. And how many days a week at Crossways? Navanita? How many days at Crossways? 3. She was also doing Crossways shifts as well. Now, number 5, Dinesh. 2 big books, 220 Maha big books for 442 book points. Ah. He's not just a pretty face. Huh? And he's a pot washer too, right? Yeah. Our pot washers, they're pot washers in disguise. They're actually book distributors. Okay, very good. That's amazing. Manmohan. Mamahan also managing all of our catering. So I didn't get as much of an opportunity to do book distribution as he probably would have liked. And he did very well last year too. Right, Mamahan? Yeah. So he had quite a bit of a handicap, right? But so 10 small books, 1 medium book, 2 big books, and 235 Maha big books, 474.75 book points. Now, here's our top 3, who really, I think all the service they did for the marathon was book distribution. Number 3, Bhakti Latar, 38 small books, 1 big book. Wait, 605 Maha big books, 1,220.5 book points. And number 2, Bhakta Philip, 190 small books, 23 big books, 794 Maha big books, 1,659.25 book points. And a big effort, huge effort. Welcome. Gopa Vrindesh, 51 small books, 130 medium books, 2 big books, and, well, look at that. Exactly. 1,000 Maha big books, 2,067.5 book points. I'm not sure about. We'll have to have a look at the final result and compare it to last year. But I think we did, because, you know, I was looking at the 24th. I was looking at the comparison with a week to go, and then after that we did, you know, like they distributed 10 sets of Maha Big Books, and so I think the scores were significantly increased in this last week. Okay, so the final totals were 20 magazines for 4 book points, 1,988 small books for 497 points, 403 medium books for 201.5 book points, Big Books 210 for 210 book points, Maha Big Books 4,772 for 9,544 book points. And 7,393 books total for 10,456.5 book points. Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Thank you. Huh? Oh, okay. Really? Yeah. Well, last year we did 8,678 book points, so we one and a half thousand more points. And I can't, this, because it's too many columns here and I'm not good at mental math. But let's have a look. How much did we collect this year? Should read out the dollars too, because, you know, Prabhupada was interested in dollars as well as books. But then, you know the story that Sridhar Maharaj tells about how he went out on book distribution and he distributed 100 back to Godheads. And he told Prabhupada, because he was quite proud of his achievement, and then Prabhupada said, "How much did you collect?" And he said, "Nothing, I gave them away." And Prabhupada said, "That's not very intelligent, is it?" So, you know, preaching has to be profitable. Otherwise you won't be in business. So it's not material to count the Lakshmi. It's healthy to make sure that the show goes on, right? And so that's why our points calculator also can tell me the cost of the books, how much we got in, and then how much profit we make. It's important. Do we have that here, Sanjeev? Show me. We'll read out the Lakshmi score as well. Then we'll go and have breakfast. Does everybody know where lunch is going to be today? You know? Shh, it's a secret. Don't tell anybody. Oh, okay. This is from the 24th of November to the 25th of December. We distributed 7,393 books. That was at a cost of $25,550. And we sold those books for $55,227. Which notionally, because we have to take out freight and this and that and the other things as well, but here the profit from those book sales was $29,677. And critically, that was a markup of 116.15%. So that means that we sold the books more than double the price. So that's what Prabhupada wanted us to do. And if that number goes below 100, then I start I start telling people to sell the books for more. I didn't have to, because everybody was getting a good profit margin from their sales. So thank you, everybody. It's a wonderful effort. It's not easy. What's that? We've already read it. I know. I've got them. They've got. You can hand them out later. Otherwise, we'll just go on and on and on. So, on behalf of Radhamalabha and Srila Prabhupada and all of the assembled devotees, I'd like to thank all of the assembled devotees who went out on book distribution this year. It's not easy. It's ecstatic service, but it's not easy. Ask Rukmini, she'll tell you. And everybody else. You had your moments, right? In the hurt zone. Because it's also tiring. It's physically tiring. It's challenging. But immensely spiritually rewarding. And that's why we do it. We do it to please Srila Prabhupada. And just basically to help others. It's the greatest show of magnanimity. And Prabhupada says the highest welfare work. And so in helping others, we also make spiritual advancement, and so everybody benefits. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Shantabu, for enduring our end of marathon celebrations. 1 o'clock, we'll be serving lunch at our hidden destination. Well, when I said who knows where the lunch, I asked who doesn't know, didn't I? One person put their hand up. Everybody knows where lunch is going to be today?
Yes.
No? Ask somebody who does. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanande.